Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Mary Lee Robb, Dick Crenna, Ernie Whitman, Harry Lubin, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. Yes, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
As we look in at the Burns home today, George is out working in the front yard. Gracie is in the kitchen talking with her teenage neighbor, Emily Vanderlip.
I'm sorry to hear you've quarreled with your boyfriend, Emily. What caused it?
I caught Harold looking at another girl.
Oh.
Did your husband do things like that when you were dating him?
Oh, no. George never looked at another woman. When a pretty girl passed him on the street, he even closed one eye.
Well, Harold is much weaker.
You two are pretty serious about each other, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Harold asked me to change my name to his.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Harold's no name for a girl.
I meant he asked me to marry him. And I want to. So when I see him, I'll beg him to make up with me.
You will?
Yes, I'll crawl to him on my knees and ask him to forgive me.
Now, wait a minute, Emily. When you and Harold get married, you want it to be a success, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, then you've got to teach him right now that the woman is the boss. That's the only way you can have a happy marriage.
But I thought this was a man's world.
It is a man's world. But you don't want your marriage in the same mess the world is in, do you?
No, I guess I don't. Are you the boss in your house?
Well, certainly. That's why George and I are so happily married. I taught him on our wedding day that the wife gives the orders and the husband obeys them.
Well, how did you do it?
Well, now here's how it happened. We were on a train bound for Niagara Falls to spend our honeymoon. We were cuddling in our compartment. And George...
Wow. Nobody can kiss like you can, you little bundle of dynamite.
Oh, thank you, Boopsy boy.
Come in.
Excuse me, honeymooners, but dinner's now being served in the diner.
Okay, Porter.
My, what a beautiful bride.
Oh, thank you.
You're a lucky man, Mr. Burns. She's put it in Greta Garbo.
Oh, I'm not really prettier than Garbo. I just look prettier.
I'll reserve a table for you folks.
Thanks, Porter. Here's a tip.
5 cents. Thank you, sir.
I'll be ready in a second, honey. I'll just shave and dab on some witch hazel.
Oh, no, don't use witch hazel, George. Use that cologne Mother gave you.
I'd rather use witch hazel.
But, sweetheart, the cologne will remind you of my mother.
I'll use witch hazel.
George, you use that cologne or I'll get off this train and never see you again.
No, Gracie. Please. I couldn't stand it.
Well, what about Mother's cologne?
I'll use it. I'll splash it all over me. I'll bathe in it. Just promise that you won't leave me.
Mm-hmm. Has this taught you who's the boss?
Oh, yes, yes. Forgive me this time, and I'll be your slave for life.
All right, now you've learned your lesson. Get up off your knees.
Thank you. You're good, Gracie. Good.
Gee, Mrs. Burns, you sure did teach him who was boss, all right. And right on your wedding day, too.
Well, that's the time to start training a husband, Emily. When he says I do, let that be his last decision. Just remember the motto of a successful marriage is ladies first. First in war, first in peace, and first in the bathroom in the morning.
Well, tell me some more about how to train Harold.
All right. Now, always remember that women command and men obey.
Meantime, George's work in the front yard is interrupted by a visit from Harold.
Mr. Burns, I've been to Emily's house, but I can't find Emily. I've looked everywhere for Emily. I've got to find Emily. Have you seen Emily?
Who are you looking for, kid?
Oh, didn't I mention it? Emily.
Oh, Emily, Ed.
We had a quarrel this morning, and I want to find her and beg her to make up with me.
You do?
Yes. I'll crawl to her on my knees and ask her to forgive me.
No, wait a minute. You and Emily plan to get married, don't you?
Of course.
Well, then you'd better teach her right now that the man is the boss. That's the only way a marriage can be a success.
Really?
Sure. That's why Mrs. Burns and I have been so happy. I taught Gracie on our wedding day that the husband gives the orders and the wife obeys them.
How did you do it?
Well, here's how it happened. We were on a train bound for Niagara Falls to spend our honeymoon. We were cuddling in our compartment and Gracie said...
Nobody can kiss like you, you little bundle of dynamite.
Thank you, Boopsy girl. Come in.
Excuse me, honeymooners, but dinner's now being served in the diner.
Okay, Porter.
My, what a handsome groom.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're a lucky woman, Miss Burns. He's built like Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, poo to Johnny Weissmuller. My husband's got more chest below his belt than he's got all together.
She loves me.
I reserve a table for you folks.
Thanks, Porter. Here's a tip.
$5. Thank you, sir.
I'll be ready in a second, honey. I'll just shave and dab on some witch hazel.
Oh, don't use witch hazel, George. Use the cologne Mother gave you.
I'd rather use witch hazel.
But, sweetheart, the cologne will remind you of my mother.
And so will the witch and witch hazel.
Now, just for that, I'll throw your witch hazel out the window.
If you do, I'll get off this train and never see you again.
Oh, no, George, please. Please, I couldn't stand it.
What about the witch hazel?
Oh, use it. Splash it all over yourself. Bathe in it. Just promise that you won't leave me.
Has this taught you who's the boss?
Oh, yes, yes. Forgive me this time and I'll be your slave for life.
All right. You've learned your lesson. Now get up off your knees.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're good, George. Good.
Gee, Mr. Burns, you showed her who was boss right on your wedding day, didn't you?
You betcha, kid. That was 15 years ago, and I'm still wearing the pants.
That coat must be the same one, too.
I mean, I'm the boss. A man has always got to be the boss.
He has?
Sure. You see, kid, there are two sexes, the weaker sex and the stronger sex. You and I belong to the stronger sex.
We do?
Sure.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Nevertheless, it's true. So just remember what I've told you. Husbands give the orders.
You mean if you walked into the house right now and commanded your wife to do something like bake a pie, she'd do it?
Certainly.
Gee, can I see how it works?
Well, some other time, Harold. I'm pretty busy right now, and besides, I don't think Gracie's home.
Yes, she is. I saw her on the back porch emptying out the dishwater.
Are you sure it was Gracie?
Yes, sir. The dishes were still in it.
That was Gracie, all right. Okay, come around to the back and I'll show you how to be the boss.
So if you want to be happily married, Emily, follow my system. I've trained George to obey.
You mean if he walked in the house right now, he'd eat out of your hand?
He'd have to. I threw away the dishes.
I mean, if you ordered him to do something, like scrub the floor, would he obey?
Well, certainly.
Gee, could I see you do it?
Well, I'm pretty busy right now, Emily. And besides, I don't think George is home.
Oh, yes, he is. I saw him out front putting snail bait on the lawn.
Oh, that was George, all right. He has to use bait. The snails outrun him.
Oh, look, here he comes to the back door. Now you can show me how you command him and he obeys.
All right.
Gracie.
George.
Bake a pie.
Scrub the floor.
Huh? The boss has given an order.
I know, get busy.
But I'm the boss. You're embarrassing me before Emily and Harold.
Well, they can embarrass you later. Now scrub that floor.
I'll drink cyanide before I scrub this floor.
Drunk or sober, you'll scrub it.
I will not.
You will.
Won't.
Will.
Won't.
Gee, this looks like a stalemate.
Now, he's not stale. He's just stubborn. But I'll break him down.
Oh, no, you won't.
Will.
Won't.
Will.
Won't.
Mighty timely medley of mighty pretty tunes. Oklahomans, take a bow. This is admission week for the Sooner State, Oklahoma, admitted to the Union November 16th, 1907. And let's doff our hats to the grand songs from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical hit of the same name. They're songs we've been humming and whistling and enjoying for years. And yet, familiar and popular as they are, do you know this great song from Oklahoma when you hear only the mellow harmony? How about now when we add this rich counter melody? You have a better chance of recognizing it when we blend in the vigorous rhythm. Name it yet? Well, you will for sure when we blend in the final musical part, the fine full-bodied melody. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Friends, we all enjoy America's most popular songs. But the expert musician knows how these favorite songs combine not one, but many excellent musical parts. Well, it takes the same expert skill in blending to bring you the favorite brand of coffee in all America, Maxwell House Coffee. No other coffee brings you that mellow, satisfying, good-to-the-last-drop flavor. No coffee but Maxwell House. To create it, our Maxwell House experts must combine not one, but many superb varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees. With traditional skill, they select Monazales for mellowness. For richness, they add Medellins. For vigor, they add other choice coffees. And for fine full body, they add Bucaramangas. Blended into one great coffee, which comes to you with every bit of its wonderful flavor and goodness intact. Because Maxwell House is vacuum packed, truly roaster fresh.
And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical taste.
So why settle for anything but the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? Tomorrow, enjoy the extra flavor of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Burns had quite a fight about who's the boss, didn't they?
Yeah, Mr. Burns went in the den and slammed the door.
And Mrs. Burns is upstairs packing to go home with her mother.
And here we are, all alone. Do you care which one of us is boss, Emily?
Uh-uh.
Me either. But we've got to get them to make up.
You're right. I'll go talk to Mrs. Burns, and you go in the den and talk to Mr. Burns.
Okay. Can I have a kiss first?
Uh-huh. Well, go on in the den, Harold.
I'll go as soon as I get my toes uncurled. So you'd better make up with her, Mr. Burns. She's going home to her mother.
That's an old gag, Harold. All wives use it. They head for the door and expect you to stop them. All you have to do is keep your nerve and they back down.
Here she comes now and she's carrying her bag. Please make up with her.
Look, kid, I'm giving you a free lesson on how to handle a woman. Now, just watch. She'll crack.
Well, goodbye, George. I'm going home to Mother.
Goodbye, Gracie.
Now, watch, Emily. You'll stop me before I get to the door. I'm walking to the door, George. I'm almost there. I'm there.
Goodbye.
My hand is on the doorknob. I'm turning it. The door is opening.
It usually does when you turn the knob.
One hand is outside.
Would you like to try for two?
one gorgeous, shapely leg is already through the door. You'll never see it again.
So long, leg.
One soft, white, alluring shoulder is disappearing.
See you later, shoulder.
Here goes the rest of my voluptuous, irresistible body.
Bye-bye, body.
What? Come on, Emily.
Holy smoke. She actually left.
That was very interesting, Mr. Burns. When do I get the next lesson?
Oh, quiet.
Mr. Burns, Emily called me, and she said that your wife...
Look, kid, I'm not worried about my wife. I'm the boss. She'll come back.
But she's been gone for an hour.
Who cares how long she's been gone? Besides, it's only been 54 minutes and 39 seconds.
You're not worried?
Of course I'm not worried.
That's good. Would you like to bite my nails for a while? Yours are all gone.
Just a habit. Stop talking about my wife.
Just thought you might like to know she didn't go home to her mother. She's at Emily's.
She is? Well, run over and see what she's doing. Not that I care. Not the least bit worried about her.
Yes, sir. I'll go as soon as you let go of my hand.
Oh, excuse me. Hope I didn't bite your nails too close.
Look, Mrs. Burns. Here comes Harold up the walk.
Oh, I'll bet George sent him over here to spy on me. Well, I won't let him see how much I miss George. I'll make him think I'm having a wonderful time. Let him in, Emily, and I'll pretend to be talking on the phone. You back up whatever I say.
Okay, Mrs. Burns. Hello, Harold.
Hello, Emily. Hello, Mrs. Burns.
Shh. What did you say, Clark?
Who's Clark?
Shh. What did you say, Clark Gable?
She's talking to Clark Gable.
Oh.
No, no, Clark. I can't go dancing with you tonight. No, I've already promised to go out with Cornell Wilde and Charles Boyer. Oh, and I couldn't disappoint Connie and Chuck.
She knows them very intimately.
Oh.
No, what's that, Clark? You gonna shoot yourself? Oh, now don't be silly. Put that gun down. Clark. Ooh. He's the third one today. Oh, I'm getting such an earache. My, what a gay mad life this is. Oh, hello, Harold. What do you want?
Well, Mr. Burns sent me over.
Mr. Burns, who's he?
Gosh, don't you remember your husband?
Oh, him. Oh, I forgot all about him because I'm having such a gay mad time. Oh, dear, there's that gay mad telephone again.
I didn't hear anything.
It must be one of my lovers. We have a secret ring that nobody else can hear. Hello? Why, Diamond Jim Brady, how are you? No, you can't drink champagne out of my slipper tonight. Now, I always catch cold when my feet are damp. Goodbye. So gay, so mad.
Mrs. Burns, Diamond Jim Brady is dead.
Really? Well, wasn't it sweet of him to call me just before he went?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you better be running along, Harold. I have so many gay mad things to do. Toscanini and I are going bowling tonight in Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, she's really terribly busy.
Oh, indeed I am. Later on, I have a date with a very wealthy man from India. You know, an Indian prince.
Raja.
Wilco.
Well, I guess I'd better be getting back to Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, who's he?
He's your husband.
Oh, him. Well, tell him I can't give up this life. It's too gay, too mad.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye, Emily.
Goodbye, Harold.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns.
Well, Harold, did you spy on Gracie?
Yes, sir. I watched her for quite a while.
How was she?
She's miserable.
Uh-huh.
She tried to pretend that she was gay, but I, if you'll pardon the expression, could see right through her.
I told you men were the stronger sex. Women can't live without us, kid. She'll come crawling back to me just as sure as my...
Oh, there's someone at the door now.
That's Gracie. Afraid to come in without my permission. Well, I'll be generous. Come in, sweetheart.
Thank you, honey.
Bill.
Yeah. Why this sudden affection?
I took you for my wife.
Not that I remember.
I thought you were a Gracie comedian. You know what I meant. Harold, this is Bill Goodwin, Bob Hope's understudy.
Oh, yes, sir, I recognize Mr. Goodwin. When I was a Boy Scout, I wore his picture on my sleeve.
Really, Ken?
Yes, sir. That showed I belonged to the Wolf Patrol. Mr. Burns, would you like me to go back and spy on Mrs. Burns some more?
Yeah, do that, Harold. I'll see you later.
Just a minute. What's all this about spying on Gracie?
Oh, we had a little argument. Neither of us would give in, so she walked out on me. She's a vandalist.
Well, why don't you go get her? Ask her to come back.
I don't want to lose face.
Not even that one?
Don't worry, she'll come back. She'll realize what a good husband I am.
Yes, George, I must say you have been true to your marriage vow.
You bet.
The preacher said, "Will you take this woman?" And you've taken her for plenty.
Forget it, comic.
Believe me, George, you better get Gracie back home. Without her, you're at the awkward age.
Awkward age?
Oh, too young for the old actor's home and too old to put taps on your shoes again.
I felt fine until you came in. Maybe I better call her on the phone and ask her to come back.
Call her on the phone? George, haven't you got any romance? Rush over there, put your arm around her, and give her what her lips are yearning for.
You're right.
Sure, give her a cup of Maxwell House coffee. Women love the rich, delicious, mellow flavor of Maxwell House. That's why they've made it America's favorite brand of coffee. We'll give Gracie Maxwell House, and she'll come back to you.
Well, you can give her Maxwell House. I'm going to give her a kiss.
George, I'm trying to get her back. Stop fighting me. If you want to help, tell Gracie how beautiful she is. Flatter her. Tell her she's got hair like spun gold, lips like rubies, eyes like limpid brown pools of Maxwell House coffee.
Eyes like Maxwell House coffee?
You does? Well, that's mighty fine of it myself. That deep-down goodness comes from a skillful blending of the finest Highland-grown Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to flavor perfection.
Leave it to me. I'll go ask her to come back.
Well, don't just ask her. Women love the caveman approach. She should be swept off her feet and carried back in a pair of strong, manly arms.
Yeah.
So you stay here and I'll go do it.
I shall.
Hello, Gracie. I just left George.
We're in the same boat, so did I.
I mean, I was just talking to him over at your house. He's ready to eat crow.
Well, that's fine. I'm crying my eyes out and he's having a feast.
No, I mean he's ready to get down on his knees.
I'm miserable and he's gonna shoot crap.
No, Gracie, George is all set to make up.
My heart's breaking and he's powdering his face.
There must be some way to put this across. Look, Gracie, you and George had a quarrel. He's sorry. He's ready to give in.
Oh, he's ready to give in.
That's it. He wants to throw in the sponge.
Ha! I'm suffering and he's splashing around in the tub.
Should have quit when I was ahead. Well, anyway, Gracie, George wants you back. He's been stubborn and obstinate, but now he's broken down.
He is not. He's a fine figure of a man.
But don't
you insult him, you false friend.
I
love him. I'm going back to him where I belong. And you can't talk me out of it either.
But I...
And I'll tell him what a traitor you are, you Benedict Canyon.
Now I know why George looks the way he does.
George, it's so wonderful to be back together again.
It sure is. I'm so happy that I want you to buy a present for yourself. Here's $20 for that new purse you want.
Oh, gee, making up a quarrel is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, but we'll never quarrel again, will
we? Never, never.
I was to blame. It was all my fault.
Now, Judge, it was my fault.
Ah, no, Grace. It was my fault.
George Burns, it was my fault.
Okay, honey. It was your fault.
Oh, so I'm just a troublemaker, huh?
Gracie, you're starting another quarrel.
I know. I need gloves to go with that bird.
Okay, here's another 10.
Aw, thank you.
Glad to do it. Right now, I'm the happiest person in the world.
I know, George. I'm the happiest person in the world.
No, Gracie, I'm the Oh, no, not again.
No hat, huh?
No hat, no.
Well, I love you anyway, darling.
I'm a success again.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
George, this whole thing has taught us a very valuable lesson. In a happy marriage, neither person should be the boss.
That's right.
It's 50-50, give and take. When I ordered you to scrub the floor, you wouldn't do it. And when you commanded me to bake a pie, I wouldn't do it.
That's right, but when you asked me real sweetly to scrub the floor, I did it.
Well, sure, and that pie you baked was good, too.
Glad you like it.